Trespass by Valerie Martin, narrated by Bernadette Dunn.
I cannot tell you everything that we know, but what I can share with you when combined with what all of us have learned over the years is deeply troubling. What you will see is an accumulation of facts and disturbing patterns of behavior. Colin Powell at the United Nations, New York, February 6, 2003. Part 1. Dark hair, and lots of it, heavy brows, sharp features, dark eyes, dark circles under the eyes, dark looks about the room, at the maitre d', the waitress, the trolley laden with rich, tempting desserts, and finally, as Toby guides her to the table, at Chloe, who holds out her hand and says pleasantly, though she's experiencing the first tentative pricks of the panic that will consume her nights and disrupt her days for some time to come.
Salome, how good to meet you.
The hand she grasps is lifeless, and she releases it almost at once. Toby pulls a chair out, meeting his mother's eyes over the truncated handshake with a look she characterizes as defiant.
My mother, Chloe Dale, he says.
Hello, the young woman says, sinking into the chair. Toby lays his fingers upon her shoulder just for a moment, very much the proprietor, and Salome sends him a weak smile. On the phone, Toby said,
You'll like her, she's different. She's very serious.
Which meant this one was not an airhead like Belinda, who had ruined an entire summer the year before. On hearing Toby's description, Brendan warned, Brace up.